As you keep digging more and more, more and more, more and more for knowledge, this is also endless. So it's all in the third eye, the direction that you take, vertical ups, the entire spiritual direction, vertical upwards or the downwards direction for knowledge, more and more knowledge, the Brahma, is in the third eye. It comes over here. The deity who gives it is Ishana sitting out here. If you know how to open this third eye, if you know how to activate this third eye, then you will have the knowledge by which you can help enlighten the whole world. The entire knowledge is here, in this third eye. That is why Shiva, the deity, has third eye, three eyes. A depiction of the deity, the number of eyes, the number of hands, the number of this thing, it's just a deva. It's just a depiction to help us understand what exactly is happening over there. Okay? Yeah. How does Agni help Venus? Good. Agni is a deity, is the third eye himself, not the deity with the third eye. The difference between Agni and... Look at it like this. What is it that attracts two people of the opposite sex to come together and be very harmonious with each other? How long will the harmony last? Have you seen a party? When you throw a party and lots of people come over there, how tired you get by the time the party is over. And you get so tired. Doing what? Doing nothing. You have done nothing for 4 hours and you are so tired. Why is it so? What is it that you lost? You were trying to see that everybody was comfortable, everybody had their food, there was so nice talk, everything is so nice, all the plates were kept back in the kitchen. Cleaning you can do in the morning. But still, you're too tired now. What is it that was depleted? Why was there so much loss of energy? A party causes a major loss of energy. A huge chunk of energy is lost. You try it. Throw a party. I'll come over there. We'll all come. Lakshmi, I know she's going to throw it every day. And I know what she's going to go through. But then I won't tell her not to stop. Because I like the food. Okay, now, what is it that you lost? Energy. So, what is Agni doing out here? Agni is the one who is ensuring that the energies are always and constantly provided to Venus. It's like saying that the External Affairs Ministry has an unlimited budget to ensure that there is no war in the world. So long as this Venus is very strong, there is harmony between nations and people and things like that, there is no war. And it requires tremendous amount of energy. So, if you ask me why Agni, Agni is the requirement of Venus, not the objective of Venus. Here you have to see what the needs, requirements, objectives, goals, the ayana. Simply, you know, that's just one word which explains it all, the ayana. Are you satisfied or not?
Yes.
Sort of. Okay. I can go into this third eye more, but I'll leave it for now. Okay, the next topic that we will cover now. Go on. With Venus, Agni, the god of fire. Rahu, somebody?
Niriti.
N-I, some people write with V, but I can just, this is. With machines and everything, a person who works with machines all the time and makes machines move is a person. I mean, let's imagine that you have just come to this planet now from the medieval ages and you were to see somebody start a car and the car would move on its own. What would you say? My God, what a magician. He just turns something, says the mantra, abracadabra, and the car is moving. A person who can make machines move to do work. He is the real worker. He is the guy who does all the work for him. That's why he's his friend. Yeah, otherwise he has to put in all the labor. Without implements, this guy is dead. So, his deity is the one who is the ruler of the demons. And who are the demons? Demons are those, the car himself is a demon. Why? Because he didn't have life, yet he moves. Have you seen a lawnmower? He's got no life. Nobody gave birth to him. Still he moves the lawn. So any machine which works and can convert energy into work falls in this category. Normally it represents big machines, not tiny things like watches or computers working on chips. Ketu is his. Ketu is what? Pardon? Mercury rules software. No. You're working on computers. Working on is a language. That's right. To be more precise. Yeah, normally they go in the upward direction. the people who are ruled by, okay. North direction, Kubera, the god of wealth. Pardon? Ananta Narayan. Vertical up is Ananta Narayan. Narayan means, we just talked of Narayan. Everything is included. God in every form. Vertical down, Brahma, all knowing, omniscient Brahma. Now, this is something which is going to confuse you slightly. Can I have your attention? If I don't have your attention, you will be more confused. Now, this we are talking of is a slightly, is an important concept called the lokas. Have you heard of the lokas? Lokas are states of being. One is this Prithvi Loka. Prithvi Loka is called Earth in English. I can just translate simply as the earth plane. The plane of the earth, Prithvi Loka. Another word for this is Bhu Loka. Now, when we talk of the physical planes, I can divide this entire universe into three major planes. One is the earth plane. Second is the plane between this earth and the stars beyond, where we find all these planets going round and round. And one is beyond the Milky Way. Am I being understood? Three physical planes. Just a way to understand the physical body. You see, unless we divide things, we will not understand the knowledge. So we are using a method to divide this knowledge, this entire physical existence, into three parts. One is this earth, and all that is happening on this earth, we call Bhuloka. One is the stars, you know, the fixed stars. When you look up at the sky, the stars are always there. They are shining over there. It's a heaven beyond the Milky Way. That is the Swarga Loka. We just talked of Swarga and Indra. All those gods are having great fun out there. The Swarga Loka. And in between these two is what we call the remaining part of the Milky Way, our solar system, in which the sun and the planets are dancing. So we have three lokas. Can I take this off? You have got this, everybody?